saints of light proclaim it. Jesus, the light of the world, life and mercy in his name. Jesus, the light of the world, he'll walk in the light, beautiful light, and with the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. He, the Savior, stand us for. Jesus, the light of the world. Send the gospel truth to all. Jesus, the light of the world, will walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Oh, Jesus, the light of the world. Why not seek him then today? Jesus, the light of the world. Go with through the narrow way. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Come, confess him as your King. Jesus, the light of the world. The bells of heaven will ring. Jesus, the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, beautiful light. Come with the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world, will walk in the light. Come with the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home, a band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me. Carry me home, sing glory, sing chariot. Coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. All my friends are coming home. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, to carry me if you get there. If you get there before I do, come in for to carry me home. Hello, my friends, I'm coming to, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet child, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet child, coming for to carry me.
The Lord Jesus Christ. I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight. We want to welcome the visitors among us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have Brother Vlad, friend, Mirwa. We welcome him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. And we see our brother also, we welcome him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank the Lord for the great news for Brother George. Amen. Joshua eventually come. That is a blessing. Let's straight away open our Bible to the book of Malachi, chapter 4. If we can give it a title tonight, we will call it Why We Believe This Way. I think it's very good. Once in a while, to go through these things to some people, it could be a revision, but to others, it's something new. Because we are in the message church. And why do we believe these things? Why do we believe it this way? Because it can happen. Many questions can be raised up in the head of the people. Why these people doing things this way? Why they believe this? It is something to know why from the scripture. And you will see that everything that we are doing, everything we're preaching, it has a basis in the scripture. Now let's read Malachi chapter 4. We read the all six verses. For behold, the day come that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that come shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with the healings in his wings, and the year shall go forth and grow up as the calves of the stall, and the year shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, said the Lord of hosts. Remember, yea, the law of Moses, my servant, which I command unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the father to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And let's go to Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. What a wind, don't mind, you can find us some water, it will do us good. Luke chapter 9, from verse 52. And sent message before his face, And they went and they entered unto the village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him because his face was as told he will go to Jerusalem. And when his disciple James and John saw this, they said, Lord, will thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of the spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy man's life, but to save them. And they went to another village. Now you see that it's different. Because from the scripture we read in Malachi, it says there's going to be a day where the Lord will destroy the wicked. But this time when the disciple requested that the fire should come down from heaven to destroy the life of the people, the Lord refused. And he told them that the Son of Man didn't come to destroy life, but to save life. Now we can see a change from there. That it was the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Malachi, it is speaking about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the Lord has to destroy the wicked. Let's bow our heads and offer a word of prayer. Father, humble before thy presence, I commend myself. Because I know that everybody that went to college can read these things and explain them. But the revelation between the lines, revelation in the scripture, it is you alone that can drop it to the heart of the people. That's why I'm asking you to put myself aside, and you shall use me and shall be able to speak to my brethren and my sisters who are present in this place. Because coming tonight like this, we come under expectation. We don't come to see with one another. We come to hear something from thee that will help us in this journey from earth to glory and walk according to thy precept. Father, you never sent a man for nothing. You send with a purpose. And we believe that these things are the truth. That's why we would not like to look upon them. And they have life on them. Because your word has life. Father, we command that the same life that is on the scripture should be in each of us tonight. Father, we ask you to forgive our shortcoming, our trespass, and our sin. We commend them all at the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That let not be any man's sin will hinder your presence among us. We ask you that you shall give us the spirit of liberty, and we shall be able to worship thee freely tonight, and you shall move freely among us. If there's any hidden request in the side of the heart of thy people, Father, no matter what it is, spiritually healing, physically healing, any need, we commend them all at thy hand. Because your word says, if you pray and believe, you shall have what you have prayed. And we believe that, Father, that we shall get it. Also, we want to thank you, Father, for the life that you have given to Kesha family, Father. You are a wonderful God. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who can provide to the need of thy people. You are not a God of history. You are God of the present tense, Father. And we know that all our requests will be met one day, Father. And give us the faith to believe in thy word that you never change. And the prophet tell us that you never change your mind toward your children, Father. What you have commanded as a blessing to your people, it will remain a blessing, Father. And we ask you, Father, that you shall be with us tonight and bless this service and bless our pastor as he's away. We commend him at thy hand. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have your seat while I'm trying to drink some water. Now we read very good scripture here. We started from Malachi chapter 4 and we went to Luke because we want to look, as I says, if we can give it a topic, why we believe it this way. Why not another way? But we believe this way that we believe. Because many people have many questions. Why you people are different from the rest of the Christian? Why do you do things different from other Christians? Why do you believe these things? And that question arises, and you can see even people in the message, they can go long in the message without knowing the basis of these things. Why do you believe this? Why do you believe that God has to send a prophet in this time that we are living? And why we trust so much that message of that prophet? Why we put full confidence on it? Because we know that there is something that is standing. There is something that the Lord himself has vindicated. Now, bear in mind that speaking to a topic like this, and from the scripture we read from Malachi, you must know something in the Bible, that the scripture has a compound meaning. I'll give a few examples for you to understand. The scripture has a compound meaning. Now, if you took, for example, in Matthew, let's go to Matthew, and you will see that the Lord is speaking something here. In the book of Matthew, you go first in Matthew chapter 2, verse 15. You will see that the scripture has a compound meaning there. It means two things, but it's one scripture. Matthew chapter 2, verse 15. And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Now the scripture here, it is speaking about Israel. At the same time, it's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the scripture here has a compound meaning. Because if you go to the book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 13, you find the same thing there. The scripture says, out of Egypt, I will take out my son. And that son, it was Israel. And we see the same thing here. And we know that Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. And it's a book of a prophecy. And it's speaking about a prophecy that to come to our time. Now, the prophecy that has been prophesied here is for this time that we are living in. That's why we believe certain things different from other Christians. Because we know that what the Lord has spoken, it must be fulfilled. Now we see here that there is a great day of the Lord, a dreadful day, a day of mourning, a day that will burn like oven. And that day never been the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus himself, he proved when the disciple come unto him, because the disciple was anointed with another spirit. They were anointed with the spirit of the second coming. They didn't know exactly why they were telling. But Jesus now has to rebuke them, to show them that it's not yet time for this scripture to be applied. It's not yet time for your request to be applied. He goes, this time I come to save, not to destroy the life of the people. Now you find even the book of John chapter 3, from verse 16, you find that the scripture truly says that God so loved the world and he sent his begotten son that he can save the world. Now the first coming, Jesus didn't come to destroy, and he came to save the life of the people. Now we find here in Malachi chapter 4, is speaking about a coming day, a day of the future, that where the Lord will destroy the land, where something will happen. And that day wasn't fulfilled in the time of John. Now you will understand why John was called Elijah. As we go, we put a background, you will understand why John was called Elijah. And for you to understand, according to the teaching of the message, and to the teaching of the Bible, we know that 5 is number grace of God. It's the number grace of God. And we find the name of Jesus has 5 letters. And we find that faith has 5 letters. And all these things, it work together. And the prophet says God has mathematical numbers that he runs his things. 3 is perfection, and 7 is accomplishment. Now we see that God ran his things in this way. Now if we look at now Elijah, the Tishbite. Now he was Elijah by the name. But we see that the scripture telling us here in the book of Malachi that Elijah must come first. Elijah has to come first before that day of the Lord, that great, dreadful day of the Lord, that day that will burn like a oven. Elijah must come first. But when we see John the Baptist, the scripture says that he was Elijah too. And we know that the spirit of Elijah must run 5 times. Now the first time the spirit of Elijah come on Elijah himself, and he come with Elisha, and he come with now with John the Baptist, and it come with the prophet Barabranam in our time. As we go, you will understand why we call him Elijah. Now you will see the nature of Elijah and the things that Elijah did, the Tishbite, John the Baptist did, what the prophet did. If it goes together now, we must agree that he's Elijah of this time. Now, as we go, you will understand it. Now, we see that the 5th time now that the Spirit has to come, it's Elijah. Now, that when 2 prophets will come to Israel, that Moses and Elijah. Because we see their nature, it must go together. Everything must fit in the scripture. Now, the scripture tells us, let's go first. To the book of Luke, first Luke, and to understand Luke chapter 1, verse 14 to 17. That we want to go to do a Bible study, that you should understand exactly what we're talking about. And why do we believe this way? Why we believe that Elijah must come first? Because Jesus himself, he promised that Elijah has to come. And we see from the first thing, from the book of Malachi, that there the scripture is speaking about 2 Elijahs. And they are doing 2 things that are different. And God vindicated himself in the ministry of the prophet. And he proved that he was Elijah. Now, Luke chapter 1 from 14. And it says, and the dower shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Now the birth of John the Baptist, many people shall rejoice on it. And for he shall be greater in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And verse 17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah. And we find that John Baptist has to go that way with the power of Elijah. And to turn the heart of the father to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. That was John the Baptist. And he has to come with the spirit of Elijah and to turn the heart of the children to their fathers. Now that's what the scripture says, that he has to do that, that Elijah to turn the heart of the father, to the children. That the scripture, that Elijah of John the Baptist must be fulfilled. Now he come with the power and the spirit of Elijah. And he has to do and fulfill what the scripture says. Now that is clearly there shown that the second part of Malachi chapter 4, where we read, it fit together with what the Bible says here. Because the Bible is very precise in what it means. And it tells exactly what it does mean. Now, if you open Malachi chapter 4 again. It says the same in verse 6. Now, it says, he shall turn the heart of the father to the children. Now, that is John the Baptist. He has to turn the heart of the father to the children. That's what he was commissioned for. That's what he came for. He has to do that. And he must fulfill that scripture. Once he fulfilled, then his mission is finished. Now that portion of the scripture there, it's clearly in Luke chapter 1, and it's clearly here in the first portion of the scripture in Malachi chapter 4, 6. Now in the second part of it, it's common now. And the heart of the children to their father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now this is not John the Baptist anymore. It become another Elijah. And now for you to understand very well that this portion is not for John the Baptist, because from the beginning of the Malachi, the scripture is telling us exactly this Elijah, when he come, he will come with the healing. The sun shall rise with the healing in his wings. Now if you look, you study the ministry of John the Baptist. John the Baptist in all his ministry, he didn't did even a single miracle. Nothing happened to his ministry. He didn't did any single miracle. He didn't heal any sick. There's no record that he prayed for someone and he did something. No. That his ministry didn't fulfill the first part of Malachi chapter 4. But we see that with this second Elijah, he's going to fulfill. He will come with wonders and the miracles before the dreadful death day of the Lord. And he will do lots of wonders. He fulfilled things that John didn't did. Now the scripture there is clear. If you understand, you can know how to define these things. Why do we believe it this way? Why believe it different from other people? Because the scripture there, it shows very well. As we says that each time the scripture has a compound meaning. If the same scripture was speaking about John and at the same verse and speaking about the Elijah that has to come for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you took Matthew 24, for example, when the disciple come to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him the question about the kingdom of God, they ask him three questions at the same time. But if you will read, you will take all those three questions and put them one. But it doesn't work that way. You must properly divide the scripture. That's what Paul says to Timothy, that you must diligently divide the scripture and prove yourself to show the knowledge of the things that you believe. Now, these things must work together hand to hand. Now, we see that this one, when he came now, he must, what he must do, he come, and the scripture says, the heart of the children to their father. And we know our father in the faith. They are the apostles and the prophet of the old. Now the heart, our heart, Elijah that come to prepare the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ must bring our heart there back to the day of Pentecost, back to the Ephesian church, to the first age church, where everything must be done the way the scripture showed them, the way the Holy Spirit inspired them. When the Holy Spirit comes down at that day of Pentecost, where the church started, everything was according to the scripture. And you will see how these things changed. Why many things we saw now in the scripture, in church, it's happening. But there at the day of the Pentecost, when the Spirit of God came upon them, they did everything according to the scripture. They were preaching and doing their baptism according to the scripture. And they believed everything that was written in the Bible and also that was spoken by the prophet. And show there that there, when they started, in the day of Pentecost, there was no woman preacher there. There was no such thing. Even when they have to vote the disciple in the place of Judah, there was Mary there, the mother of Jesus. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. Mary, the sister of Lazarus, and Martha, the sister of Lazarus, they were there. They served the Lord Jesus Christ. But when they wanted now to replace, to put someone in the place of Judas, amen, they never choose a woman there. Amen. Now those people were walking according to the scriptures, because that is the foundation of the church. That's where the church started. Now, and you will know exactly when these things change. Something has changed. Because in the beginning, the things will never happen in that way. They follow the way of the scripture. And they start walking and doing things according to the way of the scripture. Even now, when they went in Acts chapter 19, now, when the disciples, they went there. And they find people that were baptized in the way of John. And when they found them, they told them, that they asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit? They said, we never heard even about the Holy Spirit. And the question was, what kind of the baptism were you baptized in? Now they want to find out the cause. Why these people, if they did the things in the right way, heaven, the heaven must respond. Something must happen. Because each time when things is done according to the scripture, a vindication must come from heaven. It was proven with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. When the Lord Jesus Christ went to the water, when John didn't want to do it, and he said to John, suffer not that you must fulfill all the scriptures. And after he went to the water, the heaven was open, and the Spirit of God came like a dove. Now there was a responding from heaven. Something happened there. But when they went there, the disciple, and find them, that these people, they are Christian, they were baptized now, but they don't have the Holy Spirit. What happened? And he asked them, and they says, we were baptized in the baptism of John. And they showed them that, no, that things can't work now. We are in another dispensation. Now the things been fulfilled already. We have the opening of the word, the revealing of the word. At the day of a party council, people has a question, like the way you are today. They ask Peter, what shall we do? And Peter say, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, you can look at it, it says, it's a light thing. But these people are stuck to get the Holy Spirit because the baptism wasn't right. They must be baptized in the right way. Now, all the scripture is important to be fulfilled. That's why Jesus says we must fulfill all the scriptures. Now we see that these things were happening there. And everything that was going well from there. Now, for you to know that John the Baptist was John the Baptist, the scripture prophesies. If you go back to Isaiah 40, you will find that the scripture already prophesies about John the Baptist. But in the Old Testament, there's no name that mentioned that the child will be born will be called John the Baptist. No. It's only Elizabeth knows. When John was born now, and they look and they say his name is John. Now, when they look at the ministry of John and the disciple now, they come, people come to Jesus and they ask him about John the Baptist. And Jesus answered them. Let's go to Matthew chapter 17, verse 10. Matthew chapter 17, verse 10. Now for you to understand that Jesus, when he was speaking, the scripture always has a compound meaning. And there was a meaning that's going with it. Now, the disciple come. His disciple asked him, saying, why then say the scribes that Elijah must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Now, you see something there. Jesus says, truly, Elijah must come and restore all things. But John didn't have anything to restore. You see, now, this scripture, there you will see as we go, it's not for John. Jesus was speaking unto them for the future Elijah that will come and restore all things. Now, in verse 12 now, listen what he says. But I said unto you, after Jesus telling them that Elijah shall come and restore everything. And it says here, verse 12. But I says unto you that Elijah is come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they list. And likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Now we see now, Jesus now in verse 12, 11, he told them something else. And verse 12, he now starts speaking about Elijah. But it wasn't time. It's speaking about John the Baptist. Because for you to restore something, it must exist first. There's nothing that existed before John could restore. John can't restore something that never existed before. Because his messenger was to prepare a way of the Lord. If you go back to Isaiah, you will see it. It's not he. Verse 11. Jesus not telling them about John the Baptist. He's telling them about Elijah that will come before the second coming of the Lord. Now the scripture there is very clear. Because he will do the work of the restoration. And John didn't do the work of the restoration. He came to prepare the way of the Lord, not the work of the restoration. You must know what you believe. That's why we say, why do we believe it this way? Because we have the base of the scripture showing that what we believe is the truth. You may be coming many times and wondering yourself, why these people are different? Because we have something in this time that the promise of the Lord must be fulfilled in our time. That the scripture that the Lord himself has spoken must be fulfilled. And we look to that scripture. Because if John the Baptist has to prepare the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which it means that if you do not believe in John, you will miss the point. Because how will you know? Because John, the one who will tell you that this is Jesus Christ. And he was the one who shows the people. That's why he was so important. And John and Jesus, they were working together. You can't go to Jesus without knowing John. Because John is the one that is preparing the way. He's the forerunner of the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he knows exactly what the Lord will be like. Because when the Lord came at that day in Jordan River, he never guessed. He knew that this is the Son of Man. He knew that I'm not worthy even to open the lances of your shoes. And Jesus says, suffer not that we must fulfill all the scriptures. Now these things must happen that way. And we see that John did his job. And we see that, how do we know that John was Elijah? It was by nature also that we know that John was Elijah. Because for you to know that Jesus was Jesus, there's no record in the Old Testament that tell you that this son that will be born, according to the prophets of Isaiah 9, Isaiah 7, there's no record in the Bible where the name of Jesus was mentioned in the Old Testament. That the same way, you can't find the name of Branham mentioned in the Old Testament, that this is Branham. But by the walk, as we go, we will understand that he was the one that fulfilled this scripture that is speaking about bringing back the heart of the children to their father. Now that the scripture that we are for our time, that the scripture we're looking for before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, this portion of the scripture must be fulfilled. It has to be fulfilled because it's written there in the Bible. It must be fulfilled. Now, John, when his eagle eyes get dim, he has some trouble now, John. When his eagle eyes get dim, because he went to the prison, and the one he spoke about him, he never came to visit him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And John was wondering, what's going on here? I'm in the prison here, but this man, I spoke about him. I baptized him in the Jordan River. But he's supposed to come even to pay me a visit. But he never came there. John was disappointed. And his eagle eyes get dim. He didn't know anymore. And he started having doubt. Is this the man that is supposed to come? Now look at the answer of Jesus to John. He didn't tell John that my name is Jesus. But he gave the disciple that John sent some indication to show them that he was the Messiah, that he was Jesus. Now, Matthew chapter 11. Listen, it came to pass when Jesus has made end of condemning his 12 disciples, and he departed to test and teach and to preach in the cities. Now, when John has heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciple. When John heard the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. John wanted to make sure. John wanted to know exactly who this man is. Now listen, verse 3. And they said unto him, "Art thou he that shall come, or do we look for another?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, look, Jesus answered. Jesus didn't tell them that go to tell John that my name is Jesus the Christ. No, because at the same time, we know that there was another man called by the name of Jesus also. You see now that Jesus knows the way to answer is the way of the scripture. And go tell John the scripture. Now go tell John the scripture. If these things are fulfilled, John will know exactly what I'm talking about. That also you and I, we don't look for the name Branham, but we look at the work that the man did. And we look at the requirement of the scripture, where the scripture says that this Elijah must have a certain nature and must do certain works. But if it fulfills in that person, then we call that person Elijah. That's why we, at the end of the story. Now, he says now, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walked, and the leper are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. That was the answer of Jesus. And he said, and blessed he whoever shall not be offended in me. Now look what Jesus tell them. Jesus didn't tell them, go tell John, yes, I am the one who's supposed to come, the Messiah. Now he knows that everybody who knows the scripture, everybody who studied the scripture, he will look at the work. If the work match with the scripture, now he will know that this person is Christ. Now John, when he received those words in the prison, that was the end of the story. John knew that this man that said these things is him, the Christ. Because he didn't tell me his name. Because John never knew that his name shall be Jesus. No, John knew that the Messiah will come. And when the Messiah will come, this is the things that he will do. And he will proclaim now the year of Jubilee at the people. Now we know that when Jesus read now the scripture, in Luke chapter 4, when he read the scripture, he said, today the scripture being fulfilled in your eyes, and they wanted to stone him. They said, this scripture cannot be fulfilled until now, when the Messiah come. But the problem with the people, the prophet says, they glorify God in the past. They glorify him in the future, but they can't glorify him in the present. Now, when God is fulfilling his scripture in the present, they can't glorify him. They push everything in the scripture. Now, if you are a believer, if you are a Bible study, you must ask yourself, because the dreadful day of the Lord, the day that will burn like a oven, it's never been in the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It happened in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we know that in the millennium, we will put our soul and feet in the ashes of the wicked. Because that is the scripture, that is the promise for us, for you and I. And for it to be fulfilled, it must but be fulfilled. And the Lord Jesus Christ tell us that the things that happen now in the time of Lot, the things that happen in the time of Noah must happen to our time. It's better for every Bible believer to study the scripture and look at the promise to be fulfilled. Because you can be keep postponing it like the people postpone for Elijah to come in the time of John the Baptist. But Jesus tell them, Elijah already come, and they went, they never knew it. Now, in this time also, it's the same thing. When the scripture is in fulfilled, Elijah already come, and he fulfilled what he has to fulfill. And he went, but the people are still looking at the promise. When the people will read Revelation chapter 10 and 7, and they still look at the promise, but the promise already been fulfilled. You must study the scripture. Every Bible believer must diligently study the scripture and ask yourself a certain question that can make sense in your life. when this scripture will be fulfilled. And why these people believe this way. Why they are different from another people. Because we have the basis of the scripture. And we know that this is the foundation that was made by God himself. Now, we know that Elijah, the Tishbite, when he came, he was a man of a wilderness. He was a man that liked the hood. He was an uneducated man. And we look at the John the Baptist. He was the same. And he went to the desert when he was 9 years old. And we can see that the same nature that was in the Tishbite was also in the John the Baptist. And the John Baptist, he was against the scribes organization. And he didn't like the denominational way of doing things. And he blasted against them. And he called them the viper race. And he said, who teach you to run the wrath of God? Now he said he was a man that was full of courage. Because if God could look at the man and God give the man the ministry the way God designed the man. And he can't give you a ministry where you will not be able to have the courage to preach it. No, God give every person what goes with his nature. God knows exactly that what I have deposited in John, he will be able to stand against fussy women. And the prophet said that the nature was on him. That's why Herodias, John was able to go straight with the message and blast open her. And the prophet said the same spirit of Elijah. When it was in Elijah the Tishbite, he blasted Jezebel. He didn't like that spirit of Jezebel. He blasted it. And all the denomination of his time, the God of Baals, he blasted them. He was a man of uncompromising. That's the nature of Elijah. And we found it in the nature of John the Baptist. And why it wasn't Luther? Why it wasn't Columbia? Why it wasn't Irenaeus? Because they never have that nature of Elijah. It must be someone with the nature of Elijah. And all those people, they were reformed. And they never been the prophet. And the prophet was Paul and Brother Branham. Now God can't reveal those great ministry of the Bible to a reformer. No. He can only reveal them to the prophet. Because the scripture says, let's go to Amos. Let's go to Amos. Amos chapter 3. And to show you, God has his own way of revealing the things. The scripture is a secret. Because there's a mystery in the Bible that needs to be revealed. But God can only reveal it in his own way. Now, Amos, in some way, in Amos chapter 3. Amos chapter 3, I think verse 8. If the brother can project it quick as I'm looking for Amos here in my Bible. I get used sometimes to technology goes quick and find my scripture. All the time I sleep with my things to start the scripture, not using it from the Bible. And sometimes when you're looking at it, it takes more time for you to open pages. And if you find it there, you can put for us. No, the way the Lord say, Amos, you know, that the Lord can't do anything. I think 3:11, verse 7, yeah. Now let's go back to verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing but reveal his secret unto his servant, the prophet. That's why this time, the secret of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, it can't be revealed to a reformer because it's not God's way of doing things. He must reveal it to a prophet. And the prophet must be have the spirit and the power of Elijah. The same way John the Baptist came. And the prophet says now, look at this prophet we are speaking, this Elijah of the last day that has to come to forerun the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at his nature. And we find that nature in the Brother Branham. Brother Branham used to like the wilderness. And Brother Branham, he strike the denominational system. If you read the message, you listen to it, all the time he blasts about Roman Catholic Church, all the Presbyterian, the Methodist Church, the denomination system that put God out of their place. And God, the prophet blasted against them. And you find that the same nature was in John the Baptist and the same nature of Elijah was in the Tishbite. And the prophet blessed also the Farsi women. And what they say is they call the prophet a woman hater. It's the same way they did with John the Baptist. Because the spirit of Elijah will act the same way Elijah the Tishbite did. Because, and we know that who killed the Tishbite, Elijah? It was Jezebel who asked his head. And John the Baptist, it was Herodias that asked his head. They said, we have nothing to do with him. And it's the same things that will never like that spirit of Elijah. Because the spirit of Elijah is an uncompromising spirit. It's a spirit that can stand with the truth. It's a spirit that doesn't play game. It's a spirit that comes with a rebuke. Because there's a message that comes with that spirit of Elijah. It didn't come from nothing. Elijah, the first time when he comes, he has to rebuild the altar. The same thing to our time. As we go, you will see that if the time didn't allow us, we can do it another day. And we see that he has to do the same thing in this time too. And bring back now the faith. Let's go back to Malachi. As we say, we are doing a Bible study. Let's go back to Malachi chapter 4. And the heart of the children to their father. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now before the Lord could come and smite the earth with a curse, Elijah must come first. And bring back the heart of the children to their father. And bring back the church to the faith that once was delivered by the saints. To bring them back to the day of Pentecost. To bring them there to the Ephesian church. In that faith that the Holy Spirit was the leader of the church. Not the time when they come, they put the Holy Spirit aside and they took a man, a pope, and put in the place of the Holy Spirit. No. That he has to bring back the church to that place. Because the scripture says in Zechariah that Zerubbabel will restore it. But not by his own spirit, but by the spirit of the Lord. And the prophet tells us that Zerubbabel is the type of the seventh messenger. That must restore again. That he must rebuild back. He was the type of the seventh messenger, which is the prophet of our time. Now we see that the nature there, it fits completely. Now if we go back to the book of Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, I want to show you something there. Before I can quote from the prophet to see that something special happened from heaven in the time of the prophet, in the ministry of the prophet, the same way that it happened in the ministry of John. Because it was told unto John, listen what he says. Now, for he shall be greater in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother womb. Now, that's what was told to John the Baptist. But look at now the prophet. When he was 7 years old, a boy, the prophet, when he was 7 years old, a boy of 7 years old, the prophet says that, was so surprised the way the voice came unto them. It didn't come in a way like someone making noise, not a vision. He said, the way I'm speaking to you is the same way that the voice came unto me. Now, how does it come? The voice come to the prophet and tell the prophet that you should not smoke, you should not drink, you should not defile your body, because I have a work for you to do when you become older. Now, it's the same thing now that is being told now to the parrot of John and the same angel that has spoken to them and has spoken also to the prophet. And the prophet was born in a mysterious way. That his mother tell him that the light always used to hang around you when you were a baby. And the prophet said he never understood why his nature was so different. Why he could not agree with certain things. Because the Lord wanted him. And one day the war prophet want to get a smoke and smoke a cigarette and smoke, and a serious wind come and blow it and tell him that you should not defile your body, because I have a work that I must do with you. Now you see that the heaven was able to vindicate that, not just man speaking,
Not just man claiming something, but the heaven was able to respond. The heaven was able to speak and vindicate it to the people that this man has a special work. And we can see by nature of the prophet. He was so honest. He was the way he was doing things that he wanted to see the scripture being fulfilled in that way. He could not agree with the system of this world that it is today. If the same spirit is in you, you will not agree with it at all. Because that we are under the anointing of the eagle. And that eagle come with the spirit of Elijah. And a compromising spirit. But if you find there's a compromising spirit in your life, you must check yourself. You must ask yourself a question. But the message I received is a message of Elijah. It didn't come with a compromising life. Why am I compromising? Is something wrong with me? Is something wrong there? Because when that spirit come, it come that way it is. Now, it didn't stop there. And we know the scripture. In 1933, the prophet, he was baptizing the people. When baptizing the people, the prophet was doing it. The prophet at that day, he did almost 500 people baptizing. But at the 17th person, the voice come from heaven. And the voice come and says, as John the Baptist, forerun the first coming of the Lord, your message will forerun the second coming of the Lord. You see that this man is exactly fitting with the scripture of the Elijah of Malachi chapter 4. Because he was the one, not only that he claimed it, but the heaven was able to vindicate it. The heaven was able to be open and speak plainly before the people. And the pillar of fire came down and the people could see. And the priest could see. They say, oh, there's something supernatural happening here. And the people was able to hear that voice that the Lord was speaking. And if a certain person like that tell you something and give you an advice to something, I will tell you, my friend, it was 1,000 times better to listen to it. It was 1,000 times better to follow it. Because the man was vindicated by God himself. Something was proved to be the truth. Now, it wants a lot for you to hold onto it. Now, he wants a lot to hold onto it. And he didn't just stand like that. And he has the miracles and the things that come with his ministry. Now, the prophet says, in the voice, and the prophet says there was a voice behind the voice. The voice of the sign, the prophet says, there was the voice behind the voice. He said, now what came first? Those miracles, what was the important of it? And he said, it wasn't that demanding. It was to attract the eyes of the people, spiritually speaking, to the message that is coming. Because the message is more important than the sign. Now that what is very important in the life of the people is the message, is not the sign. Because those signs, anybody can manufacture it to them. Anybody can vindicate it to them. Even the scripture says, gift and calling are without repentance. Even someone who is not born again, he can do miracles. But the problem is that those signs, they come with a message behind. That's why we follow this message that we follow. Now, this message of God, this message that it come from God himself, it never been well spoken of it. Never. You can't see in the time of Jesus, Jesus was not well spoken of. No, people speak bad about the Lord Jesus Christ. They speak all the manner of evil. But to the disciple, it didn't care at all. It didn't matter at all. It could not move them at all because they knew where they were standing. When Jesus himself started revealing the seal unto them, when he told them that you must eat my body and you must drink my blood, the disciples, they never departed from him. They did never departed. Though they could not understand at that time, but they say, Master, where shall we go? You alone has the word of eternal life. It's the same thing when someone has something of God inside of him or her. Though she can't understand everything at once, but she will never depart from it. She will stay there until when she understands everything. We never depart. She will study those things. Say, no, these things has something inside of my life. Now, to show you that, do not expect everybody to speak well of this prophet. Do not expect everybody to speak well of this message. If you want to believe the message because your friend or someone will tell you that you did a good thing, you will be disappointed. You will not believe it. Because the way of the Lord is always evil spoken. Never expect that. Even in the time of Paul, it was the same thing. Let's open Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24 to show you something that it can't be well spoken. Do not expect that. Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24, verse 14. Listen, Paul. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my Father, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophet. Now, do not expect the people to speak well about the message. Because even the time of Paul, it was evil spoken of the things of God. Paul says, the way they call heresy. You see someone that is mad, he can call another people mad. People can think that we are mad, why we believe these things. But we know exactly why do we believe it. Because these things are in the scriptures. And Paul says now, that this way of the truth, they call it heresy. The people, they give it a bad name. They say, I go into that church, you become an old woman very soon. You can't put a trouser anymore. You'll be putting skirt, those long skirt, and you can't be sexy anymore. Why are you going to that church? But these people, they could not worry about. The saying of the people have no effect inside of their life because they have received something personal. It's not a second-hand revelation. They receive a revelation from God himself. Once you receive that revelation from God himself, there's nothing that will worry. If you didn't yet receive it, can't you pray and ask for that revelation? Because when you don't have it, it brings trouble in your life. You make trouble with the preacher. You make the trouble with the brother that try to show you the way of the truth. What you have to do is seek for the revelation. I will show you something in the scripture. You know why Mary and Joseph had the trouble? Because Joseph never caught the revelation. When Mary told Joseph that, I am pregnant. And Joseph wanted to divorce. Because Joseph didn't have the revelation that it was the angel that overshadowed Mary. Now, Joseph needed a personal revelation himself. Not from Mary. Because when Mary told him, there was a trouble there already. And Joseph wanted to finish with him. Now, it now has to take the angel, the same one that revealed the things to Mary, revealed to Joseph. Now, when the angel tells Joseph, do not hesitate to take Mary, your wife, because it's the help of the Holy Spirit that she's conceived. Everything was finished. The fighting in the house, it was finishing. There was no fighting anymore because he was now received the revelation from the angel himself. If you can seek the revelation, if God can reveal it yourself, you will never make any trouble with the preacher. You will not make trouble with the one who tried to help you. Because you know that these things are the truth. No matter how they preach about it. But these things are the truth. Now, it was says, the voice, the prophet, that your message will prepare the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you have to bear in mind that this man didn't come just with the miracle. He came with a message. And he came with something that God gave him. That's why he could act like Elijah. He got something from God. And what was the message? Let's read Revelation chapter 18 as we are near to close. Revelation chapter 18. We're going to finish another day. Now to show you that he came with a message. And what was the message about? Because there was something. The prophet said the voice of the sign is that you merciful the sign come first than the voice. And you have to follow the voice because the voice is very important. And the voice is the word of God. Now listen what he says in Revelation chapter 18 with the message now. We know that the first three verses, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. And the fourth one, he says, "Now, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partake of her sin, that ye receive not her plague." Because there is a plague. We saw already there in Malachi 4 that at that day will burn like a oven. There will be serious things that will happen. A dreadful day of the Lord. That the Lord has to judge her. That the Lord has to do something with her. Because she has rejected the way of the Lord. And that was the message that was given to Malachi chapter 4. That was the one now must call the people of God out of that denominational system. Out of that system that already put Jesus at the door. That system that doesn't want a proper way of the scripture. That system that doesn't want a proper teaching of the scripture. They want to lean to man understanding. Inside of taking the word of God, they will rather like to accept what their pastor says. When the word of God says clearly, there shall be no woman preacher. And they're still doing it. Why so? Because it's a denominational way. They put the word of God aside. Because the word is clearly there. The word says that the woman must be quiet in the congregation of the saints. And Paul says, this is not my commandment. It's the commandment of the Lord. If you believe that you are spiritual, you must believe in this thing. Now there's things that where Paul says, the why we believe in this way, they call heresy. I believe in the law and all that is written from the prophet. Paul didn't say, I stop all in the Bible. No. He said, I go also to what was spoken by the prophet. That's why we go and read the quote for you. Because we believe that this the way is the way of God. That's why we believe this way. It was vindicated thousands of times by God himself. And God proved it, that it was God provide the way. And he wanted to call the people. The message what? Call the people out of Babylon. And the word Babylon means confusion. Call the people out of confusion. Where you go to church, you don't know exactly, are you in a church or in a pub? They're dancing the same way as the people of the world. They're dressing the same way as the people of the world. There's no different. They're just like those seven women in Isaiah, that they want just to have his name. They have nothing to do with him. They just want to have his name. You can see that why in this time it needs the spirit of Elijah. Because Elijah is the only one who can blast against the denomination and against a fussy woman. That's why he has to come now and stand against Jezebel. Why everybody was running and he has to say, no, this is wrong. And he said to Jezebel, because you have done this, because you have painted your face now, what will happen to you end? You will be a dog meat. Now you see, and it happened exactly the way Elijah says. And God backs up his word. Because he didn't originate his message from a man, no. And Elijah always, he never been a schoolman. He never been a man of theology, no. It's an uneducated man. The same way John was. The same way Elijah the Tishbite was. The same way the prophet was. A level 7 grade. Uneducated man. That God has to trust with a great revelation of the hour, of the age, that can shook the whole world, that the people will see that thousand years, that the pillar of fire never come down. But in the ministry of the prophet, many times the pillar of fire come down. Many times. And when he was receiving the commission to forerun the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the pillar of fire come down and the people witness. If you go search, do not look at the critics, friend. Look at the genuine things. What happened in the ministry of that man? And you can trust why these people believe so much in this prophet. Why we believe? Because it's the scripture and Paul says, no matter what the people call, they may call it heresy, but this is the way of the Lord. This is the way we believe. That is absolutely the truth. Because it's the promise of this time. Now, how will you know the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? If you can't believe Elijah, you have to believe Elijah. Because Elijah is the one that God unveiled his mind unto him. Now, if you go back to the Old Testament, we want to read it. You go back to the book of Esther. You find that in the book of Esther, there was a certain man, Esther chapter 2, I think, around verse 15. There was a certain man called by the name of Haggai. He was put it by the king, Ahasuerus, to be the woman keeper. And the man was trusted with that confidence, was trusted with that responsibility, that he's the one that make the choice for the king Ahasuerus. He was the one who was trusted. And now the king, to trust him, he must describe to the man the way he wants the bride to be. And he will describe everything and tell the man, this is the way I want my future wife to be. Now, the reason Esther gained favor, because Esther was so faithful to the word of Haggai. And she didn't do anything else except what Haggai to say to him, to her. And it shows there that he has his uncle, Mordecai. He was the type of the pastor. That he was all the time checking at Esther. How Esther doing? Is Esther doing according to the way that Haggai, the woman keeper, says? Because he know that Haggai has the mind of the king. And we know that the prophet has the mind of God. God revealed all the mysteries, how the bride has to be. Because you will not know how the bride has to be if they didn't change for. It's the same way if you took Eliezer, which is the type of the prophet. When Abraham has to reveal everything to Eliezer, and he has to tell Eliezer exactly where he must get the bride for his son Isaac, which is the type of the Lord Jesus Christ, and how the bride has to go. And Eliezer says, if the woman didn't want, shall I take your son there? He said, no, my son will not go there. She has to come this side. There's no compromising there. She has to come this side. And she must believe a husband that she never saw before. And there's something like you and I. We believe in that husband, Jesus, that we never saw before, physically speaking. But by faith, there's a deep calling to the deep. There's a reality that this man, Elijah, that come to forerun the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give him full confidence. We give his message the full confidence that this message of the hour will bring me to my bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. I so trust this message until when I believe everything on it. I don't reject anything because I believe that the full of it will bring you to the bridegroom, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the prophet says that full obedience to the word of God will give you a title to the token. That you must know the scripture and know where you are standing and trust this man, because this message that he come with it is not a message from theology. No, the message never come from man. It was God commissioned the man to prepare the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you and I, that's why we believe this way that we believe. And we know now that the reason that the church at the Pentecostal, they never did that things before. And it became a confusion. Why? Because by that time of Nicaea Council, when it happened now, in 325, now that is a pagan church. That's why the church and the state married together. That's where we see it become a Babylon now. That's where the things changed now. That the things that never happened with the disciples, the things never happened with the apostles, it start to happen. Why? Because something has taken place now. The Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Empire now, marry with the church system. And they become one. That from that time now, they put even Jesus, that he was born in the 25th of December. Where we know that is liar, is not the truth. And we know where they get this idea. Because they know that God, the Son, and the feast, used to be 5 days. It started from the 21st to 25th. And they want now, because of that marriage of the church and the pagan Roman, they want to put these things together. But we know that the lamb, according to the nature, because the nature itself teaches us, we know that the lamb can't be born in December. And now in the hill of Judea, it's very cold for the lamb to be born. And the prophet tells us that they are always born between April and May. Now Jesus could not be born in that time of December. This thing was introduced when the people rejected the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And they taken man teaching that where these things took place. Now it needs Elijah to come and restore everything. That's why Elijah has to come. Elijah has to come now and restore everything back to the original faith. He has to come now and bring your faith and my faith to the Pentecostal day, where people will rest only on the scripture, not what the man says. It's something that's so important. We must know and we believe these things, because these things stand. That's what the prophet did. If you study the prophet, you study the message, you find that every single message of the prophet, he was pointing the people back to the Pentecost. Pointing the people back there. Taking the people to avoid the system of the beast. That to avoid those kind of the system. That where you see different things happening. So many things that you can't understand. One day I send Brother George one link from one man over the internet. It's dancing, they say, for church. But you can't say that this man is Michael Jackson. That's no different. In the church, where dancing like Michael Jackson, it's a holy place. You can't do that, those kind of things. But they go, people are clapping their hands. They say, it's dancing for the Lord. No, surely there's a difference from someone dancing from the Lord and someone dancing from the world. You can't copy the things of the world and bring them to church. It's the same way as the fashion of the world. They have to stay in the world. You can't bring them to church. There's a difference there. Now, someone that believes, he has that different. He look for that experience. Now, something must happen inside there. Now, once you are revealed, once you have received something from God, you may not understand all at once, but it will not. You will not separate from him. Because the disciples, they didn't do it. When they says, Jesus told them, look, your friend already departed. Why are you doing this? Why can't you depart yourself? They says, Master, where else shall we go? You alone has the word of life. We have convinced, and we know that there's nobody else in Israel here, in Jerusalem, that has the things that you have. And that's what the message done to my life. There's nowhere else I could find myself happy except in the message of the hour. Because the message has convinced me. The message has changed my life. And I have the evidence that these things will bring me to the rapture. If you never have that evidence, if you never have that confidence, one advice I can give you, just pray now and ask the Lord for the revelation. And go study your Bible and see the scripture that we read. And go see when this scripture will be fulfilled. Because if you postpone them, you can be like the people in the time of John. Jesus told them, Elijah already come, but they're still putting in the future. Inside of taking the things in the present, they continue putting them in the future. Where the scripture says when the 70 angels have sounded the trumpet, all the mystery of God will be revealed. But we shall keep these things in the future. The Pentecostal world, they still put them in the future when those scriptures will be fulfilled. When Jesus says the things of Lot, when it shall happen in the time when the Son of Man shall be revealed. But they're still keeping it in the future. But we can see with our natural eyes that the days of Lot already back. We can see homosexual law, movement, the wave is going around all the world. All countries, they are now liberalizing it. They are accepting that system. You can see that the things of Lot come again, because that was the sin that killed, that destroyed, that put Sodom in burning fire. It was a homosexual sin. Now, at the same time now, look this way. Don't look only at that sin of Sodom, or homosexual. But at the same time, in the camp of Abraham, there was Elohim there. Lord himself came down and ministered to Abraham what it takes Abraham to overcome that condition. And in our time, it's the same thing to happen. Elohim himself, and he came in the form of the word. And get in the human body. That's where we see that the things happen. That the prophet could say things. And the prophet said, look, I turn my back to the congregation. And the same way he did in the time of Lot. And he says, Sarah is laughing. But why, if you see these things, what does it do to your life? Do you want to believe an 8th messenger? No. It finished with 7. Everything is finished there. It's the one who proven by God to be the 70 messenger. That is one who has to be the Elijah. Now, if you go home, when you have a time, just pray about and meditate upon these things and see why these people believe this way. They have a basis. They have scripture there. If you can't understand, ask us. We will help you. That's the reason we are here. To show you that the way we believe it is way. Because it has its place in the scripture. Let us all stand. Sing one song and then we'll close with a word of prayer.
Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. It's the old time Holy Spirit and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason people fear it. But it's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. And it's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will start the devil flying. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me. It's so good I want no other. For it makes me love my brother. Then it brings things from undercover. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Let's sing one more. Then we'll all enter a short time of prayer. Let's seek the Lord for a revelation. If these things have never been revealed to you, ask the Lord to reveal it. If you've been saying in your heart, He will reveal them unto you.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Oh, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. I surrender, I surrender. surrender all. Today, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Oh, to Jesus I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit too. We know that all are mine. I surrender, oh, I surrender, oh, today, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power, let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender, oh, I surrender, oh, today, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender now. I feel the secret plan. Oh, the joy of full salvation, glory, glory to His name. I surrender, oh, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender, oh, I surrender, I surrender, oh, oh, today my blessed Savior, I surrender.
Let the all run to a time, short time of prayer. Let's speak out to Him. Ask you God for the revelation. Oh, Dieu, notre Père, sois le grand créateur du ciel et de la terre, celui qui vit et qui règne à jamais. Je te rends gloire et honneur.
C'est être rendu manifeste dans la vie de ton peuple. Merci pour toutes choses. Oh, Dieu, bien-aimé, Père éternel, celui qui est venu avec le frère Vlad. Que toi tu puisses se révéler en eux, que toi tu puisses prendre soin et contrôle de ces choses. Au nom puissant de Fils Jésus-Christ, et qui vit au siècle des siècles. On va se prier. Amen.
We ask about Vlad to close with a word of prayer. If you have any prayer requests, just lift up your hand to the Lord as our brother is closing.
Heavenly Father, we are so thankful.
Yes, Lord.
We are so thankful that in this last age you spoke through prophet.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we know when you've been walking on this earth, when we see you say some things, people misunderstood you, O Lord.
Yes.
People misinterpreted you, O Lord. People been talking under the wrong influence of religious leaders, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
People spoke different things about you.
Yes,
once, like brother mentioned, you says, Lord, who will not eat my flesh and drink my blood. You didn't interpret that scripture, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But disciples, they stayed with you, O Lord. They stayed with you, they believed you.
Yes.
Because they saw many things they didn't understand, Lord. We want to stay with you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because you promised, we many things don't understand, O Lord. But you promised that you will vindicate this message,
yes,
O Lord, in such a way that will be no copy of these things, O Lord.
Yes,
you will
Lord.
Come and vindicate in such a power in these last days, O Lord. We are so thankful, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We see some fruits here and there. Mm. We see, O Lord. We see even in Brother George's life.
Mm.
Where doctors say that there is no possibility for a child.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord. But you are just making way where there is no way.
Yes, Lord.
We are so thankful for Joshua.
Yes, Lord.
I remember when our son was born.
Yes, Lord.
It's so touchable, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's so precious, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That we, like human, has to pass through different things. But we are so thankful to you because you are taking care of us, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we want to just ask for these things we've been told today, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That your word was delivered to us. That help us to be humble.
Yes, Lord.
And just if your spirit can come and just reveal to us,
yes,
more. Come. With your sweetness, O Lord.
Please, Lord.
Speak to our hearts, O Lord,
yes, Lord.
That we can be drawn closer to you, like that song says.
Yes, Lord.
Just a closer walk with you, O Lord. Because you came with a message,
yes, Lord.
To draw us closer with you, O Lord. You came with words at this end time, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't come with such a manifestation that everyone can copy. You came that we can be clothed with your word.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Help us.
Please, Lord.
Just draw us closer that we can just be like you, O Lord.
Yes.
Help us, O Lord. We are just lifting our hands before you, O Lord, with our needs, whatever is, O Lord, unspoken. You see our hearts. We want to ask you, O Lord, come and fulfill every need.
Yes, Lord.
Restore our strength.
Please, Lord.
When we are tired from work and from different things. Restore our joy of salvation. Oh, Lord, that we can go, that we can get strength to go forward, oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, oh, Lord.
Please, Lord.
We want to ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let you depart in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We meet here on Friday for the prayer meeting. By the grace of the Lord. Let's sing the chorus that we dismiss, bro.
Mercy revolt my life. Oh, mercy revolt my life. But mercy